Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
What made you say, okay, instead of opening, I want to shop in Newark, I want to shop in Brooklyn, yeah. But it's going to be, what made you want to just say, I want to do franchises and have other people?
And I left this out. I did own another location at that point.
Okay.
So I owned two locations and I was working on three, but I was like, I can't handle it on my own.
Why? So why did you feel you couldn't handle
it? I wanted to maintain some free time for my family, for my leisure and for work. So I didn't, there's a lot of business owners who just run around all day long to multiple locations and then burn out at night. But I always wanted to leave time for myself because I felt like that's important. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want the business to overrun me. So I wanted to allow other people to open. And I realized that in the United States, you have to franchise if you allow somebody else to use your logo and your business name.
Can you talk about franchise. That? I just found that out. So yeah. you can't let somebody else use it. Unless it's a franchise.
And there's a lot of people who like license their method, their stores. Mm-hmm. but you actually cannot. You're not supposed to. And if you get caught, it's a big fine. You have to become a franchise if they are following your trademarks, logos, and name.
So your trademark is the Kika Method.
Kika Stretch Studios, the Kika Method.
Oh, it's a bunch.
Yeah. So yeah. I also trademarked most of the trademarks myself. I just sat in front of a computer for hours.
Greatest resource.
Until I figured it out. And so. Okay.
So, all right. So you looked at the consulting firms.
Right.
And what happened at that point?
So the first one that called me back, a guy, Chris Connor, out of Atlanta, Franchise Marketing Systems. And he pitched the whole concept of working with me. Like, I think this could work. I'll be on a flight tomorrow. And I'm like, really? Okay. Mind you, he was the only one that called me back. The other people called me back like 3 days later. I'm like, nah. And so he came, he looked at my studio, he listened to the whole model, and he's like, you could definitely do this. He helped franchise Massage Envy and a lot of other big franchises. So, and his price was also like lower than all of the other franchise companies, $15,000.
Okay.
Yeah, most of them are $20,000 and up.
And what do you get for that? Like, he sets it up for you?
Sets up the whole franchise model, the FDD.
Okay. FDD. All right. So he came, and then he's the one that set it up for you?
He's the one that pulled the resources out of me, the procedures I had, the strategies, and he helped draft the whole agreement.
So you said the acronym FDD. What does that stand for again?
Federal Disclosure Document.
And that's what you have to do in order to...
Yes.
To open up a franchise, right. You have to do... The first thing you have to do is an FDD.
Right. Yes.
Federal disclosure document.
Yes, and
you do that. You do that with the United States government.
Yes.
And each state has its own thing, or that's national.
It's the same FDD, but each state has its own laws as far as submission. So, like New York, you have to submit your FDD. It has to be approved by the state each year before you can sell a franchise. New Jersey, I can just give you my FDD and have you sign up on the spot. New York, they have to approve it each year.
Mm. New York's always the worst in everything.
Man, California.
Same.
So, all right. So what's in the FDD?
So within the FDD, it's basically like the rule book for the franchise. Like, this is what we're going to do for you. This is your role as a franchisee. This is my role. It basically puts on the table every cost that you could incur with a business like this. It discloses to the franchisee everything they would have to deal with if they decided to join your organization. Every possible element of everything.
How long is it?
So mine is about like 300 pages.
300 pages?
100?
Yes.
And that's what he helped you write that?
Yes. So he has a team of people that helped put it all together.
So how do you, all right. So is it like a set template to say like, or like, how do you come up with 300 pages of items?
or was you using... That when you fired yourself, you had so much writing already built up? Like,
process? So within the FDD, so we do 3 weeks of training for each of the franchisees. So it lists how much time is spent on this topic in training. Like, it spells out the whole training by minutes, 30 minutes on this, 30 minutes on that. It shows you the least possible amount of money you could use to open and the highest. So there's a range. It spells out liability of the franchisor. Like, what are we liable for? What are we not liable for? So once the franchisee reads it, they understand what they're getting themselves into. And once they sign it, you can't say, I didn't tell you. You know, this is going to happen.
So that, the FDD actually is the instruction manual.
Yes.
You don't have like another one on top of that.
We do.
So what's the other one you have on top?
Oh, wow.
What's the other one you have on top? So there's a reason why. So now we know why you're the youngest one.
So this is a process.
So all right. So we got the FDD. That's pretty much the whole instruction manual. So what's on top of that?
So the FDD, right, so legally it allows you to sell a business to someone, right? So that's the FDD. Then there's an operations manual. Mm. So that's where all my strategies, concepts, all of my material as far as like how to find staff, it's in the operations manual. So the operations manual is what teaches them what to do. So that's a whole nother document, which came hand in hand with the FDD.
And once they sign that document, right?
The FDD, yeah.
They can't deviate from that operational agreement.
No. Right?
Okay.
So how many pages is the operation agreement?
It's about 200.
200 pages. So it's 500 pages altogether.
Yes.
It's like Lord of the Rings. Book. So, okay. So how long did that take you to put together all of that?
So, I mean, they were prepared to put it together within a month.
A month?
That's but all? I needed more time. So it took me about 4 months.
Okay.
So did you actually write it yourself or you just dictated it to them?
Dictated it to them.
So would you ever suggest somebody can do it themselves?
No. There's some things you don't want to do yourself. One of those things is mess with the law. So you really...
Get a professional.
Get a professional and do your research because a lot of people rip people off just to create that document. So you have to do your research so you know what you're getting into.
All right. So now, okay. So you have the FDD done.
Yes.
And then you got approved. How long did it take to get approved?
So like once it was done, I could sell in many states. Like once it's done, here you go, Kika. Okay. You want to open in New Jersey? Great.
But like, do they have to approve it?
No. Oh, unless you go to a state like New York, California. So
you were in Montclair. Right, to the first one. So if
in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Fortunately, right.
yeah. So like to put one in Brooklyn now.
Yes.
Different.
Right. Okay. Requires the state to approve it. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you have the FDD, then you have the operational agreement. So now you're up and running as far as you can. Now you can have people buy your franchise, right? But that's only half the battle because people have to actually buy your franchise.
Yes.
So what's the process for that? How did you get the word out? How did you get people interested in buying? Like, how did that? How was the first person that brought a franchise? How did that happen?
So I owned a studio in Westfield, Montclair in Westfield. So in Westfield, I had a manager that was so amazing. She was doing better than I could have. And when you see talent like that on your staff, you have to do something about it, mm-hmm. or else they'll leave. They'll find another job. So I knew this position, like she outgrew the position. So I talked to the company I spoke to you guys about, and I was like, how do I open up the first one? Mm-hmm. How do I find people? And they talked about a pizzeria that sold their first one to their manager. They let their manager in. Mm-hmm. It was already up and running. It would be great to start with someone who knows the system.
Yeah.
So I proposed that offer to her and her husband, and she took it. So actually, she became the first franchisee.
Okay.
Yeah. We have a slight franchisee story. Like 12 years ago, we tried to get into a franchise called Coldstone. We said this in an earlier episode, but it was like, yo, we needed $500,000. And we're like in our 20s. And it's
right.
Like, how are we going to do this? But you've created a different method
for
people who want to get into a franchisee position. You want to talk about it?
Can you talk about that?
No, I'm not going to talk about it.
that's interesting because, like you said, a lot of franchise, like McDonald's, I think, is the most expensive.
It's like $1 million to get
Chick-fil-A
in.
Chick-fil-A, I think, now is like.
Right.
See what y'all did?
Shout out to Homemade.
Right.
Because it's like a lot of these franchises, like $1 million, $1.5 million.
Yes.
And then you have to, some of the franchises, you have to buy 3 locations. Like you can't just buy one location. You got to have like $1 million in investable assets, all kinds of stuff. It's not easy to open a franchise.
No.
But your model is different, right?
Yes.
So before we even talk, you have a sliding scale of the price range, right?
Yes.
Anywhere from 30 to 90?
Correct.
Depending on geographic location?
Exactly.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Say goodbye to to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.